What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 live from Eagles training camp at the NovaCare Complex. After practice today, Eagles rookie linebacker Jihad Campbell on the show. And a ton to react to yesterday, MLB trade deadline in the books. This is the team. Away we go to try to win a World Series. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
That's it? That's it?
That's all I got.
On a Friday?
That's all I got
today.
What
do you mean? That's all you got today?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
It's a little chilly today.
You know, Elliot told me this morning it's 40 degrees cooler real feel than it was here yesterday.
No, you know.
40!
You know, it's funny. We walked up. You know, I have on shorts and, you know, T-shirt.
Well, it's summer, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, it really could have. Wore a long sleeve.
Could have maybe wore blue jeans today.
I was thinking that, but I was like, okay, you can't complain. Cannot complain. Because it's a bad look. So I was just like, you know, I ain't had nothing to say.
It's a little chilly out there. It's not your typical summer weather. Here's what it is, though. It's officially August, and the trade deadline is in the books. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. All right, Kyle's back in the studio. We got a lot to discuss today. Jihad Campbell later in the show. Elliot after practice later. We'll also have Scott Fransky. Listen, we appreciate everyone coming out yesterday to McGurk's and Horseshoe. We had a great day, fun day. Trade deadline day all the way up to 6 o'clock. And, Hugh, we didn't really need the second half of the afternoon, though. Not the show was good, but we didn't need the lead-up and need to wait because the Phillies were done when we got off the air. That was the end.
They were tired.
Yeah, they were tired. Sure they were. Harrison Bader was the final piece to the puzzle. And before I get into what I want to say here, this is not a knock on Harrison Bader. He's a pretty good player. And in fact, when you look at his numbers this year compared to the rest of the outfielders we have, he's obviously an upgrade. And He's certainly a good enough player that he will help. But I got to be honest with you. They didn't do enough for me yesterday, and I don't think they did enough to make themselves as good as we wanted them to be or as good as maybe they could have been. I wanted more. I thought they needed more. And I'm not okay with the way the second half of the deadline went. Look, the Duran deal is great, and we're all excited to watch him close. But I just get the sense the Phillies needed to be more aggressive. Like, I watched what the Padres did. They pushed all their chips in. And I watched what the rest of the NL did. Even the Mets just kept getting better and a little bit better. And I feel like the Phillies just kind of paused and said, all right, well, we're probably good enough. And that, to me, in the middle of this run, in the middle of their window, wasn't good enough. I'm not okay with the way yesterday went because I thought they needed it. If they were going to go for a Harrison Bader type, get me two Harrison Baders, right? Get me another pretty good outfielder to add to the mix. Try to remake the entire outfield rather than just Bader. And trying to sell me on the idea that Brandon Marsh or Max Kepler are going to help this team in a meaningful way down the stretch. 215-592-9494. The trade deadline is in the books. Are you okay with what the Phillies did altogether? I'm not. Look, the Duran deal's awesome, and he's going to be a big-time closer for the Phillies. But I'm not okay with the improvements of the offense for this specific reason. Hugh, the last couple years, because I'm at the bottom of the order all we want, but really the issue became this at the end of the Arizona series and at the end of the Mets series. teams stopped pitching to Bryce Harper. They wouldn't give him a pitch to hit. And, Hugh, I wanted to acquire a bat yesterday that would change that equation, whether it was a top-of-the-order guy like a Steven Kwan, which means you could have pushed Schwarber down below Harper to protect Harper, or a middle-of-the-order bat, and they didn't accomplish either of those two things. Hugh, where do you come down? The deadline is in the books. The Phillies land Harrison Bader to help in the outfield.
Allow me to long talk for a minute,
all
because
right.
I know
here we go.
I know people are upset. And this is how I try to have vision.
Okay. Now
before I make the comments that I make and try to see it the way that the Phillies could potentially see it. We have a lot of star power on this team, right? When you talk about the top of the lineup.
Yep.
Right. So when I look at them adding a guy like Harrison Bader, he's probably gonna bat what, fifth, sixth? Something somewhere around there.
I would think that.
I look at it like this, Joe. It's one of those things, and it's a lot on my mind when it comes to this, but it's one of those things where you're looking at a guy who's going to make contact in situations to get back to the top of the order so that those guys can hit. Now, Ike said something yesterday that was really profound, and I got to admit that he really brought the mood of the whole thing down after we got Duran when he talked about the postseason and how this team doesn't hit. That's a fact. So when I feel like you get a guy like Bader, he's not a big name, but he's been serviceable in Major League Baseball for a long time. It's kind of like a journeyman. You know, it kind of reminds me. I remember when we were talking about yesterday, moves that are made to make teams better and small moves that have paid big dividends. Mm-hmm. I thought about Jock Peterson when the Braves got him. And that move and how that helped propel them to the World Series. Now, I'm not a dummy. And I know that there has been moves that have been made, those smaller moves, you know, that the Phillies have tried to make that didn't pan out. Mm-hmm. And that's what this feels like. But I'm okay with it because maybe he is the guy that's going to move him over. Nothing is guaranteed. When you talk about going on World Series runs, nothing is
here
guaranteed.
We go. Here's company man. No, here we go. Sounds like Middleton a couple weeks ago.
I'm just saying.
You can get a star and still not win the World Series.
You know what it was? Middleton should have never said that. I can say that as a fan.
Well, he's in your head now.
No, he ain't in my head.
It's just your head.
Because when he said it, I was like, oh, dog, what you doing? You can't say that. You can't admit that. I mean, fan, we know that, but you can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that, man.
So you brought up in 215-592-9494 the Jock Peterson example with the 2021 Braves. And, Hugh, I think it's a good comp, right? They're different kind of players but similar impact, right? They're pretty good, and they can help you. But the other thing the Braves did is they added, like, three outfielders, right?
Yeah.
They added Soler, Rosario, and Jock Peterson. And they all had moments. Soler won the World Series MVP, Rosario won the NLCS MVP, and Jock Peterson helped the whole way. That, you know, I would have been good with Bader if they got me two Baders, right? Another kind of player like that. Then I would have said, all right, we've added two guys to the outfield. The Phillies currently have their worst outfield production, and I know Bader now joins this, but they entered yesterday with the worst outfield production the Phillies have had in a season since 1992. Harrison Bader is not enough to move that needle enough. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski after the deadline yesterday. And, you know, we could have predicted this a mile away. If they didn't make a move for a big bat or something significant, you knew what they were going to say. The improvements are coming internally. Here's Dombrowski last night.
Were there deals or opportunities or discussions today with teams where, like you mentioned last night, they were asking for Andrew Painter or maybe another top prospect?
Well, we had a lot of conversations still today. We could have made other trades like anybody could make more. We're very comfortable. We've added where we think we needed to add. We added a couple guys to our bullpen that we're very happy. People almost forget about David Robertson at this time because he's not here, but he's out there throwing. So between David and then Juan, I mean, all of a sudden we've got two good additions from the right-hand side. Alvarado's not too far away either, but those two guys there and then getting a right-handing outfielder was our main thing. We talked to – basically, I can't tell you there was any club over the last time period that we did not speak to. There was no stone unturned, but we felt good with our club. We didn't have a lot of gaping holes. Some of, again, our offensive improvements going to have to come internally. We think it can. It's just like all of a sudden you see Brandon Marsh hit a couple home runs the last couple of days. We think he has can drive the ball more than he has in the past. He's starting to do that. Some of that's going to have to come internal. But we feel comfortable with the guys that we got and really weren't enticed to trade the big names, although some of the our top prospects, people still asked about them.
You could have, a mile away, you could have seen it coming. They didn't end up getting a big bat, so what do they say? Well, it's got to be the internal improvements. Mentioning Brandon Marsh driving the ball the other day, I mean, like, am I supposed to buy that? Is that supposed to get me to say, oh, it's all going to be okay in the offense?
Yes.
No, well, it's not.
Well, they're looking at it like, and by the way, these are the type of moves that get you fired, by the way. You know, when you talk about trying to depend on guys who flashed at times, and then they've kind of curtailed off. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about a few years ago when I got here, how it was Stott and Marsh and Bohm, for that matter, that yeah. kind of carried the top of the lineup.
And they were hoping those guys
that
would,
those
would
guys could
be
turn
that.
The corner.
Yeah.
And I think – I forgot who said it yesterday, but I think that's where we are. We're hoping that these guys are finally – the light switch will click on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, and that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, Bohm was so grateful that he didn't get traded, because he has to pay dividends, guys like that. So that, I think that's what they're looking at, Joe. They're looking at these young guys who flashed early on when I got here to carry it all the way through.
Yeah, I know. But if you keep expecting something that is unlikely to happen, it's probably unlikely to happen. 215-592-9494. I'm not okay with how yesterday went. I wanted more. Again, Bader's not the issue. Bader is an improvement over what they're throwing out there in center and left. But if you're going to get a Bader who's a B-minus kind of player, you need to get another B-minus player, and then you don't have as many holes in the lineup. They didn't do that yesterday. They didn't improve the offense enough. I don't like it. Look, Durant is awesome. I would have made that deal, but I would have pushed further. And I heard this from Ken Rosenthal yesterday. Now, in this clip you're going to hear, he wasn't speaking specifically about the Phillies. I think he was asked about the Tigers, some of the Tigers. But when I heard him say this, this is how I felt about the Phillies. Here's Ken Rosenthal yesterday.
The goal of every team should be to win the World Series. And the teams that didn't go all out, that's the question I have for them, the contenders. Are you trying to win the World Series? Even the Tigers. Now, I didn't love their bullpen moves. Kyle Finnegan was one. Paul Sewald was another. I felt they needed more swing and miss. But they also acquired Chris Paddock and then Charlie Morton for their rotation. Okay, it's modest, relatively speaking, but it's not bad. And it reinforces what has been their strength, the pitching. Are they going all out? No, but at least they're making moves to try to win the World Series. Some of these other teams are not looking at it like that, and that's the problem. I know the playoffs are random. I know with an expanded postseason, they're even more random. But the goal of this sport should be to be the last team standing. I don't know that enough teams look at it that way.
That the way he framed it struck me, because that's the way I felt about the Phillies. They're modestly better, right? They're a better team than they were 48 hours ago. We all agree on that, especially in the bullpen.
Yeah.
They're modestly better in the lineup with Harrison Bader. But was the goal to absolutely win the World Series this year, or was the goal to be give yourself a little better a chance, but also preserve the future? That's what it felt like they did. Like they wanted to win, and they're trying, and they added, but Hugh, they didn't push all their chips to the middle and say we are going to win the World Series this year. It felt like, yeah, let's do the best we can and still preserve the future. That's what it felt like they did.
That's what they did. I mean, and that's the reality of it, because I told you a few days ago that you don't want to go back to purgatory, the Odubel Herrera era. That's what they're fighting against, and that's why the top prospects were, like Jack likes to call them, the top five. Didn't get rid of any of those guys because you want to keep the talent in the cupboard so that you will have guys on your squad that people are excited about for. You won't have those lean years. That's exactly what it is. Oh, yeah, by the way, shout out to J-Roll going into on the Wall of Fame tonight.
J-Roll, Ed Wade, weekend, Eric Allen. It
big
is a big
time.
Weekend.
Big
Hall
weekend.
Of Fame, Wall of Fame weekend. 215-592-9494. By the way, while you're doing special little shout-outs, Eric was the winner of the morning show side topic.
Uh-huh.
He gets the Phillies tickets tonight because you mentioned J-Roll in the Wall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, one more shout-out, though.
They ran out of time.
John Clark. Going into the Temple Hall of Fame.
How about that?
Yeah, we get everybody
how many
today.
Hall of Fames, Wall
we got,
of Fames.
Yeah, we got to get everybody around.
You guys got any more shout-outs?
No, we don't, okay. But I do want to know how you're feeling about the Phillies. Kyle, what are you thinking?
I mean, I just wish I felt better today. And while I love the Duran move, and I do think by October our bullpen's going to look a lot different, I'm very grateful that I believe I don't have to see Joe Ross and Jordan Romano take down high-leverage innings anymore.
Like I told you yesterday, Romano's going to watch the NLCS from the same seats we are.
I hope so. And I really hope that this means the end of Max Kepler, the Harrison Bader thing. But again, like, I don't know. I wish I wanted to come in today feeling like the Phillies had a better chance than pretty much anyone in the NL to go and win the World Series. And I not only do I not feel that, I feel like other teams gave themselves or put themselves in better position. I mean, I saw what the Padres did. I knew they gave up tons of prospects. But by the time the deadline was rolling around, I was like, screw the prospects. I don't care. The time is now. All these teams are making moves. And there was nothing. Like, it was radio silence from the Phillies for a while. So, I don't know. I just wish that we had done more to separate us from the pack there in the NL. And now I just feel like we're just another team that maybe can go win the World Series. And I did not want to feel that way coming into today. So I just wish they did
more. I feel similarly. Yeah, I do too. And I'm not okay with the way it went. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Phillies, MLB trade deadline. They land Harrison Bader yesterday. And we know Duran on Thursday or Tuesday, Wednesday, excuse me. Look, the closer is going to make a difference, and it's a big-time move. I just wanted more from the offense. And if you're going to get me a Bader, get me two Harrison Baders. Go with the Brave strategy from 21 and remake the whole outfield. But only getting that guy, just one of them, it's not enough. And I know the Phillies were very protective of their top prospects, but if they could have landed a Stephen Kwan, I would have given up any of those guys to get him, because to me, that would have been a difference maker to put him over the hump. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
TGIF, man.
Chris, it is Friday.
It is Friday.
It is. We're at camp. What's up, Chris? What are you feeling?
Guys, I called yesterday and I said, you know, deadline Dave was on fire and he's going to bring it home. Got a Bader. And then he listened to Do Nothing Douglas. Company man Douglas.
Which is never a good idea. That's always a bad idea.
And that fan base, all your frustrations with what happened yesterday and the disappointment, it all rests on the shoulders of Douglas, because he's been saying this for the longest time. Company man's been like, do nothing, sit on your thumbs. They've listened to him.
So the worst thing that happened, Chris, was when Hugh heard John Middleton say, you could trade for a great player and not win the World Series, because then company man Douglas took root from there. It was like, they don't got to do
right.
It. I mean, they can still get a guy and they won't win.
Y'all are not right.
I mean, it's the truth.
I don't find it a coincidence that he went strong company man right after he got called into the HR department and came late to the show, too.
He said, I got to switch it up for a little while.
Makes sense.
They told him, lock in. Guys, as far as these two trades, the Moran trade is just lights out. You couldn't have done any better. I mean, he is the most dominant closer that was available and out there. I mean, and he's probably arguably the best right now in Major League Baseball. So, like, that's a phenomenal move. The Bader move, I think it's getting downplayed a little bit because we all had our sights set on Kwan. And we feel like Bader is just like a nothing move. But Bader is was still a very good trade. It wasn't great, but it was very good. As far as the disappointment for Kwan, let's just remind everybody, Kwan did not get moved. So it's not like we missed out, like the Mets got him or the Dodgers got him or, you know, the Yankees got him. Nobody got him. The price was so ridiculously high that even though you had all these teams pushing for it and trying to get the trade, nobody made the move. So let's realize that, too. So let's
you're right. You're right. It wasn't like he landed with the Dodgers. But, Chris, I believe – I don't know this, but I do believe if the Phillies put Painter on the table, Stephen Kwan would be a Philly right now. And I don't think they were willing to do that. And then we'll decide in the next 3 or 4 years if that was the right idea. But – if they had put a top 10 prospect in baseball on the table, I think he's here.
Joe, I can't disagree with you on that. And my personal feeling is I agreed with you yesterday. If it was up to me, I would have traded Painter for him. So, but we're not in charge, okay? The Harrison Bader move. This guy's not a total slouch. He's got a 2.5 war. In war, you can't hide from the numbers. So I'm a big warsman, all right? So that 2.5 war is the third highest outside of our pitchers on our team right now. So only Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber have a higher war than him. So, again, we did get a very good piece. You know, the problem in the playoffs is when we go cold, we go ice cold. And that's going to be the issue. Right now, guys, I'm going to leave you with one quick last point on the Phillies. Right now, I just looked at the betting odds. Hughes got his $2 ready. We right now have the second highest odds of winning the World Series. So the and the money is still with us. So I think our emotion may be leading us a little astray, and I'm never emotional.
Yeah, of course. Never.
I do want to say to the young man, the young Thundercat that you guys are going to have on the show, welcome to Philadelphia, the future defensive player of the year, Jahad C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Campbell.
I thought he might trip over Campbell there. That's
way to go, way to go, Chris.
Not the easiest one to chant. Kyle, do you know if they're going to raise a banner one day for second best World Series odds on August 1st?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
maybe they'll raise a banner for, we kept all our prospects at the trade deadline, our top three guys.
I'm looking outside on Market Street, and there is a parade going on right now.
Second best World Series odds, August 1st.
Sarcasm.
We kept Andrew Painter for a second straight deadline. Honestly, who cares? What matters is who wins the World Series in October, right?
Yeah.
The Phillies' odds weren't going to change dramatically yesterday anyway. They weren't going to jump the Dodgers, probably no matter what they did. And sitting the way they are, not five teams are going to jump them. There's too much of the season still to go, and that's based on a lot of things, including money that came in before the year. The bottom line is this. Harrison Bader is solid.
He's a decent player. He's not what we wanted when we got Duran.
No, if you're going to go that in, get me another outfield bat. I just feel like the Phillies, they got lost, or maybe not lost, but they're comfortable where they are in this middle ground of, hey, we want to win the World Series, but hey, we're not really going to push everything in the way a team like the Padres did. And look, the Padres might regret it 3 years from now, but my goodness, they got dramatically better yesterday, and I feel like the Phillies got better, but not dramatically better. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I am bewildered. I am bewildered, and I'm going to tell you why. Different day, same question. Who's protecting Bryce Harper?
The answer is the same as it has been for the last 3 years, unfortunately, Mark. It's either Bohm or Castellanos.
Or Hugh Douglas.
Bader.
No, you know what? The answer is not. It's not good enough, whoever it is.
Yeah, I'm bewildered. You have not addressed your number one need. You have not addressed it. We keep going over and over. That Bader may be great. All right? Austin Hayes. I go, you know, it's the same situation. You got a great closer. Awesome. He may not play a lot because you can't score runs. I mean, you got to up the offense. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. Is this team good enough to win the World Series?
They're good enough, but they're not likely to do it. That's the way I'd frame it. Like, it could, Mark, it could happen, but it's them. And here's the thing. They may have to go through four rounds to do it, which is the wild card.
They got a shot.
Yeah, they got a shot, but they had a shot before yesterday. Hugh, they needed to add more.
They're not listening.
They got a closer.
The Bader will improve their defense, and that's important, especially mm-hmm. up the middle. That is important. But we ask this question every October. Well, we didn't have anybody to protect Harper. So by not protecting Bryce Harper, Harper's like being eliminated from the offense. You're not going to pitch to him. They're not going to.
Well, that's exactly what Arizona did. I mean, Arizona from game three on, and Mark, we always appreciate, took the bat out of Harper's hands.
Yeah, that is happening, and that's the thing that a lot of people are afraid of. You know, like I said, there was some truth. It was a truth bomb dropped on the show yesterday when everybody talked about getting a closer and being excited about that. And the reality is you got to get to the closer.
Well, there's a fear I have, Hugh, that they go out in the first round and he never pitches.
Yeah,
They're down 3-1, 2-1, and he never enters the game.
That's one of those ones when you think about that, it's sobering. But that's on your high-dollar players. You know, we're always talking about the Rojases and the Sosas and all the other guys. It's the top of the order that has to keep this from being an issue. Bottom line, you know, Bryce Harper has had his moments in big games, but they need to figure it out. They need to they have to move runners over.
Well, they have to hit in October, and they did. To me, yesterday they didn't give themselves enough of a chance to have a deep enough lineup because it's just Harrison Bader. That's all they added. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with how the deadline went for the Phillies? We were all pumped up yesterday at this time, and then all we got the rest of the day was Harrison Bader. Where do you come down? All right, we'll play more from Dave Dombrowski on some of the moves they made and didn't make, and why they ultimately decided to hang on to their best trade chip in Andrew Painter. And I said it yesterday. I'll say it again right now. We'll discuss it on the other side. I would have offered Painter for Stephen Kwan. I would have made the Guardians said no to that and tried to land the best possible bat. They didn't do it. I would have done it. Where do you come down on all this? And it's Friday, which means it's Tri-Day. Jihad Campbell joins us after Eagles practice. We're live at the NovaCare Complex. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.